Jalen Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Check-In.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
Jalen?
Yes, sir.
Who is joining us in studio later on in the show?
You know you come to J&J for the exclusives.
Who's joining
My
us?
Favorite show, Power, resumes this weekend. Tommy Egan will be joining the program.
We have a full NFL wildcard weekend to preview. We have a lot of news and action in the NBA. We have Tommy from Power coming later, but we're starting with the Cowboys. The Cowboys did not listen to Jalen Rose's advice.
They might as well. They interviewed him 30 times.
They have decided to move on from Jason Garrett, and now they have a head coaching vacancy in Dallas. What do you think is next for the Cowboys after Jason Garrett?
So it seems like we've talked about the demise of Jason Garrett's job for 10 years, and that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. He's won a division a couple of times. He hasn't gotten them to a Super Bowl. They underachieved this season. And I do believe at some point the message gets stale in the locker room and it was time to move on. But I don't want to exonerate the players because as somebody that closely watches every Sunday and Monday and Thursday, I can't think of a Cowboy that had a career year on either side of the football.
Yeah.
And so there has to be some accountability there. I would say so many people keep throwing out all of these amazing college names.
Urban Meyer, Lincoln Riley.
The coach from Baylor.
Matt Rule.
Let me tell y'all something. Do you think Jerry Jones is going to get out a blank check and pay one of those people and allow them to be the face of the Dallas Cowboys? We saw that happen with, who's one of my favorite coaches and people of all time? Oh, Jimmy Johnson. And he won two Super Bowls. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. Why ain't Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor? Because Jerry didn't get the credit he felt like he deserved. He's not going to bring in one of those guys and give him that autonomy. I just don't believe it. However, what I think he will do and is going to do is hire somebody that's been a head coach before.
Mm-hmm. In the NFL.
In the NFL that has a track record, but he could probably get at a discount rate. Mike McCarthy is the person that
Mike
comes
McCarthy.
To mind.
So, you've mentioned Jerry Jones's role, and he's got a bigger role as an owner than any other owner in the entire league. What sort of qualities do you think it takes to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
So, let me see. If I'm the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, let me count the hats that Jerry Jones wears. He's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
The president.
Mm-hmm.
The GM.
Mm-hmm.
Can he have any more titles?
He's the face. He's the figurehead. He's the voice.
Here's what you can't have, and this is a problem. An owner that does interviews right after each game. That's the only person in the entire NFL that does that. Why? Because it undermines everything that's happening in the locker room with the coach and the 53 guys when the owner has a microphone to his face saying the opinion of the team and the opinion of the game. So you know what happens as a player? I don't have to really worry about the word of the coach.
Mm.
I need to go talk to Jerry.
I guess so.
So you're going to circumvent everything the coach says because the owner is the face of the franchise. Those are tough dynamics to deal with. In itself.
When they hire Mike McCarthy, it will be broken news to people that watch this show because we always break the news first here on Jalen and Jacoby, and we also have some more broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
Jalen, ever since this summer, you've been saying there's an S factor in Denver. There's a player that could really take them over the top. And now it's starting to come to fruition. This is the broken news to Jalen and Jacoby watchers and listeners. Michael Porter Jr. last night scored a career-high 25 points to help them get a win over the surprisingly talented Pacers. Jalen, do you think Michael Porter Jr. can get this Nuggets team over the hump?
I do. And you and I both love this Nuggets team.
Mm-hmm.
Before last season, we felt like they were going to be a surprisingly deep team.
Yep.
As Jokic took the all-NBA leap and became the best player on their squad. They paid Murray. Harris plays defense. They have some. Will Barton is giving them buckets. But Paul Millsap is in his mid-30s.
Yes.
and he plays alongside the Joker. You need a stretch type four that can do step back threes like Michael Porter, but also curl action, because with the Joker initiating offense, guess what? The paint wide open.
Yep.
Paint wide open. You need people that can slash in there.
And Joker will find you.
He's going to find you.
If you're open, he will find you. The ball will be in your
hand. And they have guys that can do that. Craig and Beasley and Grant. All of these guys are slashers. All of these guys are finishers. But he's the wild card. That's why you take him as a lottery pick. You redshirt him in theory last season.
Yep.
That's why I think the Pelicans should also do with Zion. You allow him to get healthy. Remember, he had multiple back surgeries. He only played a handful of maybe 10 games in college.
I think it was even less.
Okay. And so now you get premium talent late in the lottery. Now he's healthy.
He looks good.
He's playing well.
He looks good.
And he's going to be a difference maker. Mark my words. The Clippers on paper, they're better than the Nuggets.
Yeah.
They're also better than the Rockets.
On paper.
But you know what I'm going to tell you into this microphone? They ain't going to have a better regular season record than them.
No.
Okay. Michael Porter Jr. is going to be a factor.
Well, the Heat beat the Raptors, right? Mm-hmm. Two teams that are some of the best in the Eastern Conference. But it's not just that. They held them to 76 points. Jalen Rose, they played zone defense. The Raptors shot terribly, 14% from three. They scored 76 points. Does this tell you more about the Heat defense or the Raptors' lack of offense?
It tells me a ton about the Heat defense. Also, it shows you when you're without your best player in the NBA, your offense can be stymied on a nightly basis. They're playing without Pascal Siakam.
Yep.
And he's one of the six or seven legitimate all-stars in the Eastern Conference as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, you said seven. Wow.
Yeah, it's only like six or seven legitimate all-stars in the East. Like, they should pick the best 24 players, not 12 in each conference. With that being said, the Heat under Pat Riley and now under Eric Spoelstra, they're playing old school basketball. Jimmy Butler only had 8 points. I'm out there trying to play for stats.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you mentioned it. Defense is a premium if you're going to get minutes for them. We love that you can make an open shot, Jacoby. Congratulations. We know you like to throw behind the back passes.
Dude, I can't make an open shot, though, to be honest with you.
But if you don't play D, no minutes. Can't find, no minutes. And I like how they came into the year. Remember, Jimmy Butler chose his own path. It wasn't necessarily to join another superstar. But you know what he joined? An organization with an identity.
Yes.
There aren't many teams with identities in the NBA. Because Spoelstra gonna make all sure that all of those guys play hard. So he don't have to worry about that. Then all of a sudden, where none come from? Undrafted rookie. Scoring more points than any undrafted rookie
Warriors,
of all time.
Think the Warriors could use none right
Correct.
Now?
Correct. How about Robinson? Making threes.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Michigan. Made 10 threes in one basketball game.
Jalen.
And Bam, out of Bio.
Most
improved player in the league, along with my guy with the Hornets as well, Graham.
Oh, yeah. I love Graham so much. It is now time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen, don't get fired. Okay? Don't get fired. So I'm a dad. You know I'm a dad. There's a dad who's booking a hotel room in Sacramento. And he booked a hotel room. He gets to the hotel, finds out that the hotel is hosting a swingers party, and he wants a refund. Do you think the hotel should give him his money back?
Yes. The reason why I think the hotel should give him his money back is because they misled him.
Mm.
Usually, when places host things, they're posted and they're acknowledged. Take it from somebody that does a lot of traveling, goes to a lot of restaurants. They acknowledge what's going to be taking place. However, what type of swingers party was this?
Swingers party.
Meaning?
You don't know what a swinger is?
I believe I do, but.
What?
If I'm there with my kids.
You trying to get us canceled right now?
If I'm there with my kids, I know what.
Don't get fired. Thank you so much, Jalen. Thank you so much. I got kids. I got to feed these kids, man. You can't get us canceled. Jalen Rose, who is joining us?
My brother, Joseph Sikora, is in the house.
Good to be here.
And if you watch my favorite television show, Power, he plays the character Tommy. Welcome back, family.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you.
Welcome back.
This is a big weekend for you
big
weekend for you guys. Power comes back. How many episodes do we have left?
We have 5 episodes left of Power, the back 5 episodes. It's going to have everybody going bananas. It's amazing. It's so great. I can't wait to hear what the fans of the show think about it. I can't wait to hear what you guys think about it. I'll be back.
I'm on the edge of my seat. It reminds me of when I was growing up, Dallas had this version of Who Shot JR.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Who Shot Ghost. So tell us.
Who Shot Ghost?
Reveal.
Okay.
Who Shot Ghost?
So somebody in that video we just saw is lying. They are lying through their teeth.
He had a lot of people coming for him. He created a lot of hostility amongst a small crowd of people.
Absolutely. Everybody said, oh, why? What was wrong with him trying to get out the game? All he was wanting to do was go straight and go to legitimate. But it's how you do things, isn't it? You know what I mean? You have to come straight. You have to be loyal to the people that are being loyal to you, regardless of what your intentions are. If you're going one way or the other, you got to be honest and loyal. And that is not what Ghost did. So somebody came gunning.
So the last couple months of your life, you must just walk around the streets and everyone just comes up to you and says, Who Shot Ghost?
Oh, yeah. Who Shot Ghost? And I always say, do you want me to tell you?
I can tell you right now.
It'll ruin the show. Are you crazy?
Do you know Who Shot Ghost?
I will say that the network is smarter than me, and they're smarter than everybody. So I think there are very few people who know what the audience is going to actually see at the end of the day of Who Shot Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Kemp, the show's creator, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, Gary Lennon, smart people who made sure that the audience is going to be waiting with bated breath. And in fact, a lot of the cast members will be waiting with bated breath to see what actually makes it to
the
air.
You don't need to answer the question, right, Jay?
He's a professional.
I said, do you know who Jack goes? He shot out his bosses. Didn't answer the question.
Here's what I want to know, story within the story. Are you going to gain a relationship with Cash?
That was a big thing for Tommy. All Tommy wanted was to make family for himself and be a part of a family that he felt that he had made himself. As we saw from the first season on, all he was doing was looking for family. So I think that because we see that Cash is really without, obviously without a mother, and it's kind of iffy of the father situation. Mm-hmm. I think that the Tommy Cash situation is one I would love to explore more. But you have to survive the back 5 episodes to have anything happen. So. And as you can see, I'm not totally in my Tommy gear, so I hope I'm not giving anything away.
You're fresh to death.
Yeah. So I come out my house one day, and I walk down my stoop, and there's a production van. You know, they got all the trailers and everything. Mm-hmm. And inside, on the dashboard of the production van, it says, Power Book 2, colon, Ghost. They were shooting it on my block. So will Tommy be a part of Power Book 2?
Like I said before, you have to survive Power.
So you're telling me that Tommy dies in the next 5
episodes? I'm not saying
that.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm just saying that you have to watch every episode of the back 5 episodes to figure out what's going on and see who survives, because not everybody does.
Jalen's
going to
watch that's all 6 times a piece.
No question. I love all of the characters.
He knows more than I do about the show.
He does. Hands down.
So I love all of the characters, and Tasha's one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
There were some hints as the series progressed that her and Kanan probably had a past relationship. Are we going to find out that Tyreek is actually Kanan's kid?
I think that Courtney Kemp has answered those questions of saying they did not have a prior relationship.
Oh, okay.
So from the powers that be, she is the all-knowing almighty. Mm. So if she says that is the truth, that's the truth.
Who do you think knows more about Power, Courtney Kemp or Jalen Rose?
That's like neck and neck. She may have the edge because she knows the future, but if you're sticking right in the present, it's Jalen Rose.
Well, I know what's 1201 happening. I'm watching it more episodes than she is.
I mean, this is the best sports analyst on the planet, but he's an even better power analyst.
He's an amazing power analyst. I think he and Stephen A would go head to head on that. They love analyzing power.
They really do. So you mentioned Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a fascinating person to me. And the latest with him on social media, he going back and forth with French Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? Does he this intentionally?
I think, man, I mean, I'm not going to speak for French, but man, if I was French, I would be like,
don't do it.
I see that too, and I'm like, why? What are you going to get? Because 50's not going to stop. He's not going to stop till he feels like he's going to not stop until he's finished.
And see, If following 50's entire career from How to Rob until now, what people sleep on about him is he's also a physical specimen. The dude is chiseled. Yeah. So I know people now, youngsters, see him on IG and just think you can step to him. You don't want no hand game with Curtis 56
Nobody wants that smoke. No. You don't. No. And Fifth is a much bigger person than I think people realize as well. When people see me, they're like, man, you're small. But when people see Fifth, they're like, oh, man, you're big. Because he's very thick, huge shoulders. You know, he'd be a fullback.
So now that Power's coming to a close and Tommy definitely dies in the next five episodes, you just broke that
news right here.
I did not say that.
So
I did not verbalize that.
My question is more from like a personal standpoint. Like, how do you pivot into being Joseph Sikora from everyone sort of recognizing you as Tommy?
Well, you know what? I always say, call me Joseph, call me Tommy, just call me. which is all good. And I think that because I've been in this industry for over 30 years, it's not something I necessarily think about. It just is. You know what I mean? I'll live, if people are saying Tommy this, Tommy that, I think that I take that as a badge of honor that I've been embraced. I've been embraced by more than just America, but you know, kind of all over the world, people love this character, and I'm very grateful for that. But I've always been confident that the next thing will come. The next thing will come because I'm here.
Yeah. I can make the argument for me that Power is the biggest cultural phenomenon since The Wire. Mm. And what ends up happening is we get into your character, and you do such a great job with it. We feel like we know you. We follow you. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when people see you on the street, they'll be like, yo, Tommy! comes with the territory because you killed it so much.
50 Cent said something to me in the second season of the show. He's like, Joe, you did it. Now this is what's going to happen. People are, in 10 years' time, they're going to be like, you know the one where Tommy plays the doctor.
It's true.
Right,
it's true.
Right.
It's also, I'm sure people see you on the street, and they're like, oh, Tommy, whatever. And they end up meeting a guy named Joseph with a Chicago accent.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're like, wait, this is awkward.
What did you think about the open change from the initially Joe and then Trey Songz and then the fans? They were not happy. Curtis pays attention to the people.
He does.
Switched it back. So how did you guys feel?
And when did he switch it back?
Quick.
His episode.
Correct.
Number three.
Oh, that's right.
He showed him who was boss. I tell you what, I like the Trey Songz one. But I think that people do grow accustomed to something and it becomes a tradition.
Correct.
And I think that they didn't want their tradition necessarily messed with. This is not Vatican II. Just like kind of keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, you know, you're obviously an extremely talented actor. We look forward to your career, but you're also a sports fan. You know, so we're going to hit you with some sports questions. And Jalen Rose said yesterday that Zion Williamson should not play this year. And we haven't heard much from Zion, but he did speak about it. So let's check in with the number one pick.
If it was up to me, I'd have been out there like 2 weeks ago or something. But, you know, it was just good to get back out there. It'll probably be one of those moments where, just like when it came to my college decision, I woke up. And I'll just know. I'm not trying to, like, just say something. That's my honest, like, answer. I'll probably have to wake up one day and be like, all right, Griff, Trajan, coach, training staff, I'm ready. Y'all let me go.
So I have two questions. Number one, why is that reporter so sweaty on the right side of the screen?
Zion's playing ball with Zion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wipe down the brow, my guy. And also, do you think Zion should start playing?
Well, I feel like he's young, so he's got that youth. Like, I can do it. I can just do it. So sometimes cooler heads will prevail. I think Zion looks a little bit. He's a little bit heavy. I mean, he's
just
a huge dude.
He is.
But he's maybe a little bit heavy. So I think that maybe the people who are physical and analysts are saying, hey, can your body take the pressure going up and down on that knee? Do we want to re-injure things? I think that he should listen. And I think that, you know, he can be as excited as he wants. Bring that to the game when everybody's on board.
Mm. The footage that we're watching, he's not doing three important things to his game. He's not running. He's not jumping. And he's not cutting.
No.
When he talked to the media, he said, if it was up to me, I would have played 2 weeks ago. Perfect example of why you got to protect athletes sometimes from themselves. Zion Williamson is going to join a Pelicans team that's already going to the lottery. Their goals are behind them. To me, it should be about nurturing him for next season, not bringing him back in February where he could possibly get injured again And now it's going to stunt his offseason growth going into next season.
Joseph Sikora is here in studio once again. Tommy from Power is here. I just want to say, you're welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Anytime you want.
Open door.
Anytime you want.
You've been a guest. You've hosted the show. We got your interstitial as a part of the show. We appreciate the
love. I'll take you up on that. I do want to know what you guys think about the back five as soon as they're over with, though. So I'll come back.
Yeah, come back. You got to come back.
And you got to tell us about Mary J. Blige. I mean, we got to talk about the queen.
Listen, I'm just excited for the Power as it continues that she was announced as the lead of one of the spinoffs. So I'm really excited for Power in that because I think she's an amazing actor. She's an amazing person and an amazing artist. So I'm glad that they got her.
It's just so hard to have a hit. You know what I mean? It's so hard to have a hit. And this is the biggest show on the planet. And I'm really glad that they're spinning it off and having other branches of the Power story.
It should be really good. Courtney is a master puzzle maker. So she will be able to fit all those pieces together in a really fun, entertaining, and conscious way.
Power is the biggest thing happening this weekend, but there's also NFL football. We've got the playoffs. We have the Bills and the Bills Mafia taking on the Texans. Jalen, what do you expect from this one?
I'm just happy for Bills and their fans that they outplay expectations. Nobody could say that they felt that this team would somewhat press the New England Patriots in their own division. Josh Allen had a terrific season rushing and throwing. Brown, you see, hitting his head on the goalpost constantly. Frank Gore running the ball out of the backfield. This is a complete football team to get it done defensively. But Deshaun Watson is no joke.
No.
And they're getting J.J. Watt back, too. So the Texans going to be playing full throttle football this weekend.
You'll be watching this one, Joseph?
I will be, and I'll be hoping that New York, at least one New York team, that we finally have something to do something. So if it's got to be Buffalo, it's got to be Buffalo.
Exactly. I forget that Buffalo's in New York. It's like 7 hours. Yeah. It really is. It's like Canada, basically.
They're lake people. There's a camaraderie with Chicago.
Yes, yes, good point. How did the Bears stay in the playoffs? The Lions, are they in the are they playing this? When's the Lions game this weekend? When's the Bears game this weekend?
Meow.
Okay. Well, we also have another big football game on Saturday. That's the night game where the Titans go in to Foxborough to take on the Patriots.
A lot of people drinking this Titans have a chance with Vrabel and Tannehill Kool-Aid that they're going to go to Foxborough and beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I'm not. Their defense is going to show up on their home field. Now, for those that don't know, Patriots won 6 Super Bowls. Never had they played during Wild Card Weekend.
Ooh.
So I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I do believe they're going to take care of business.
Well, I mean, Brady has been in more playoff games than everybody else, every other quarterback in the playoffs combined.
Did you do research for the show? You guys said that. What happened? You didn't pay attention. You're more prepared than Jalen.
I watch your show. I'm sure you guys said it.
Robbie, do you think that Brady and the Patriots are washed?
I don't know. I mean, I think that Brady's going to play his heart out, especially if it's going to be his last game, which is a possibility.
Could be his last game in Foxborough.
Yep, good point.
So we will see about that. Now, the Washington football team, they announced Ron Rivera, but no one's talking about their new head coach. Why? Because their owner, Dan Snyder, opened up the press conference by saying this. Let's check in.
Good afternoon. First off, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Today is the beginning of a great new year for the Redskins organization and its fans.
I want to have so much money that I forget that it's not Thanksgiving.
He shook.
How do you say happy Thanksgiving? How does that happen?
I mean, I don't know. He sounds like he was leading up to being grateful about something.
Right. It just shows how, in my opinion, that there's so much happening with this football team, so much changeover. They've struggled mightily over the last decade or so. And now you're at the press conference announcing your new coach. He was nervous.
He dropped it. He's like, first of all, before we get this started, I just want to let you guys know, happy Thanksgiving. Like, what?
Yeah, he was nervous.
What? I think he's just so rich, he has no idea what day it is.
I believe that he needs this to work. And he was nervous. They need to develop their quarterback that they took in the first round. I think Rivera's going to do a great job with Washington, but their owner at the press conference was nervous, in my opinion.
It is now time for some very important news that matters. Joseph, I know you watched the show. So we spend most of our time complaining about Uber drivers. That's kind of one thing that we do a lot of. And I'm really excited that you're here today because we have some very important news that matters about Uber drivers. This is from Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade's wife. We all know Gabrielle Union, great actress. Here is what she tweeted. She tweeted that she, here it is, trying to be responsible and use Uber, and our driver asked to use our bathroom. 15, 20 minutes later, dude dropped the deuce. I'm pleased we clearly have a home available and reading material that screams, come on in, get comfortable, drop the kids off at the pool. Joseph Secor. Imagine you had an Uber driver that took a deuce in your house. How do you handle that situation?
Man, I would not let it. I'm sorry, Uber drivers. You're not coming into my apartment for anything. My wife would murder me.
He took advantage of them.
He really did.
I would have been like, listen, there's a park down the street, literally, and like there's a bad. It's not bad.
You'll be all right.
But here's like rule number one for me.
Don't take a number two.
I like what you mean there. And don't let strangers in your crib.
No.
Period. Because whether you realize it or not, those strangers, while they're taking a deuce, you know what else he's probably doing? Opening the cabinet.
Oh, yeah, looking in the medicine
opening
cabinet.
Opening up the drawers.
Everything.
Taking pictures.
He knows that's Gabriel
taking videos.
Union.
He knows
he's on Facebook Live.
Yeah. I wouldn't have let him in the crib.
I'd have to search him before he left the house.
But here's an important question, Jacoby. 15, 20 minutes?
That's a long time. That's a long time.
That's a long time. He washed his hair, too.
After 10 minutes, I'm knocking on the door. Like, yo, my man. Yo, how many stars are you giving that Uber driver?
That Uber driver? Oh, I'm not even going to go there.
I'm complaining. I'm going to complain.
I'm definitely complaining. So, we have you here, Joseph. You got to tell us who shot goes. You just got to tell
I'll tell
us.
You as Tommy. Your mother.
I can't lie. I got a little shook. You're a good actor, man. You gave me that look. I was like, oh, it's Tommy now.
We got Dre. We got Tasha.
Mm-hmm. Cooper Sacks.
Mm-hmm. So many people want Ghost Head. Mm-hmm.
Tell him why you don't think it's Tommy. Because he's not going to tell us. Because, you know, it's his job.
Here's why I don't think it's Tommy. Because Tommy wouldn't have just shot him once. Wouldn't have just shot him one time.
Mm-hmm.
If Tommy would have did the Scarface at the end of the movie Blaze of Glory, we seen what he did to Ghost's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He ain't about to just show up and pow. Nah.
That's not Tommy.
That's not Tommy Stop.
He didn't even shoot Proctor once. He had to shoot him with his
Correct.
Good point.
He shot up the whole apartment, including Proctor.
However, maybe that he got it out with shooting up Ghost's apartment. And by the time he gets to Ghost, it's just that one and done.
One shot, one kill.
Power comes back this weekend. Make sure you check on that on Stars. Joseph, you are welcome to come back here anytime. Jalen, you care a lot about what guests we have, and you care a lot about the topics that we discuss. So we tailored a segment just for you to decide whether we discuss something or not.
Thank you.
It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topics, just say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
To Kyle.
Did Joel Embiid sneak diss Ben Simmons?
Hit the brakes.
Oh, we're going to hit the brakes on this one. I knew y'all would get you with that one. Here is what Joel Embiid said about his teammates and their offensive philosophy. He said, quote, "We just need to look at ourselves and see what we can do individually. We've got to help each other, even if it means being outside of your comfort zone for the greater good to help the team win." Jalen.
Yes, sir.
He also said, meaning that if you've got to space and shoot it, you've got to do it. We need everybody to buy into that, and we'll be fine. We're going to be fine. Jalen Rose.
Yes, sir.
Who doesn't shoot from the outside on the 76ers?
Ben Simmons.
Is Joel Embiid sneak dissing Ben Simmons with that quote?
How much do I love, adore big point guards?
You love them.
All the way back from Magic to Steve Smith, Brent Berry, shout out, Sean Livingston.
Jalen Rose.
Thank you, family. Penny Hardaway. Let me tell you something. Ben Simmons is a dynamic player.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he's become an easy target based on the fact that he doesn't shoot outside of the paint.
Yep.
But that shot attempt right there that you see, I've been saying this since he got drafted. When he's in the paint and going to the basket, he shoots with his right hand.
Every single one of these shot attempts has been with his right hand.
But when he's at the free throw line or outside of the paint, of the 19 times he's attempted a shot, been with his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
That dynamic is off.
What do you think about Joel Embiid? This is Joel Embiid basically saying, if you're open and you have the ball, you got to shoot Ben Simmons.
I believe that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are the type of talents that you build teams around.
They are.
So to me, if you transpose Ben Simmons into a squad where they're going to build like they did with Giannis, give him some shooters, get him some defenders, get him some people that can accentuate what he does, he could be an all-NBA player and we wouldn't talk as much about his non-ability to shoot outside of the paint. But since he plays with Joel Embiid, a dominant post player with great skill that can turn over both shoulders, and Al Horford, who can make threes, that's not a knockdown shooter, and Richardson, who can make threes, not a knockdown shooter, you need your primary ball handler to space the floor. And he's not doing that for their team.
Luka Doncic did his thing again. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
All right, Luka Doncic led the Mavericks past the Nets. He put up 31 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. This is becoming regular. A 30-point, 13-rebound, 7-assist game is just regular for Luka Doncic at this point.
Tall point guard. That's why I had to hit the brakes.
There you go.
And he's crafty with the basketball. When you see all of these plays, you can underestimate the athlete that he is.
People say that all the time. Oh, he's not athletic.
Yo, he is
athletic.
Yeah, he's
putting up 30 points tonight in the NBA. That's athletic.
See, those are people that only judge athleticism by LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're not LeBron James, so you're not. No. Luka Doncic is it. He got long arms. He can finish at the hoop. He takes contacts and plays through it.
He's so comfortable with the basketball. It just seems like he's never pressed. And never, ever pressed.
Easy money.
Moving on.
That's my nickname for him, Easy Money.
Vince Carter is doing something crazy tonight.
Except that's KD's nickname.
Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
All right. Vince Carter playing tonight against the Celtics will become the first player in NBA history to play in four different decades. He played in the 90s, played in the aughts, played all through the teens, and will now play in the roaring 20s. What do you think about that?
I think that that's phenomenal. The athlete that he is and has been, it just shows you how that skill literally translates.
Mm-hmm.
So there were times where people were like, is Vince Carter a better dunker than Michael Jordan?
Maybe a better dunker.
I ain't never seen MJ do a 360
Maybe
in a game.
Maybe a better dunker.
I ain't never seen MJ do a 360 player. In a game.
We're going to move on. Domingo Herman.
But the problem is the Hawks need him to play a lot of minutes.
Has been suspended by the
MLB. Hit the brakes on this.
Oh, okay.
Hit the brakes on this.
Well, Domingo Herman was suspended for 81 games. He did already get suspended at the end of last year and throughout the playoffs. So he's going to be suspended for 63 additional games starting the season in 2020.
So let me tell you the number one reason why I wanted you to hit the brakes on this.
Okay.
Just to continue to highlight domestic violence in society and in sport. But yet, he's going to be suspended for whether 63 games, 73 games, 3 games, or 13 games. When you're talented, you're still going to get an opportunity to perform. And that's unfortunate that we need sporting leagues to discipline players like this because the court system isn't doing it.
Yeah, because the justice system won't do it. It's a shame. We have a Naz Carter update.
Hit the brakes.
Our favorite college basketball player, a gentleman by the name of Naz Carter, just so happens to be Jay-Z's nephew. He had 16 points.
And have a dope name.
Jay-Z's nephew had 16 points in a loss to UCLA, but he also did this. He got buckets. You know what? I love Naz Carter so much. If you ever
get that wonder, down.
You ever wonder what's going on with Naz Carter? Just come to Jalen and Jacoby.
Oh, catch
Look
it.
At
lives
that one.
On him.
Look at that one. Give it to him.
Against UCLA story him. Program.
We're going to move on. We have some serious cereal innovation. Keep it moving or hit the
serious
brakes.
Cereal. Hit the brakes.
Okay. We hit the brakes on everything today. Gene Simmons.
Good topics.
Tweeted out a picture of someone putting ice cubes in their cereal. I guess they want to keep it cold. So they got the milk in there, ice cubes, and the cereal. Are you going to try this?
Soft move. Soft move. Gene Simmons got way too much money.
It's unclear if this is him or not.
He got way too much money.
Because we are very serious journalists. We did some research. We are not clear if it is Gene Simmons.
So I can like things, but not necessarily like them together. I like milk.
Mm-hmm.
Non-fat. Dairy does something to my stomach. And I like ice. I don't like them together.
Okay.
and I don't like water in my cereal.
You know what? You like red wine, right?
Love it.
Do you know what my homeboy does?
What?
Puts it on ice. You ever tried red wine on ice?
Yeah, I've tried it.
It's delicious.
I try red wine every conceivable possible.
I believe it.
Okay, trust me.
Jalen, our producer is absolutely forcing me to talk about our fantasy football champion.
Oh!
Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, you were in the championship for our fantasy football league. Did you win the title?
Injuries. Dalvin Cook, been playing great football all season. Got hurt. Kenyon Drake got traded to the Cardinals. Got injured. And I want to give props to D for winning the championship.
Mm-hmm.
I won back-to-back seasons. I don't like losing. There are some things that I hope we improve at in our league.
Do you think I should start updating my roster after week six?
But that's where I was going. See, the problem is people like him. Kick Jacoby types out of your league. People on bye weeks.
After week five, starting. I'm just like, whatever.
People that got released.
I'll pick anybody up on waivers. Got kickers that are injured.
Yeah.
I'm a mess. Jalen, there's a team in the NFL that you've been talking about all season long. Saying, don't sleep on this team. Don't sleep on this team. And right now, your Minnesota Vikings have a chance to go into New Orleans and beat the Saints. Do you think they can pull it off?
Wrong matchup. Wrong matchup.
No miracle?
Wrong matchup. You don't want those Saints problems. However.
Dealing back.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Cook has had a better year running the football than Alvin Kamara.
Facts.
Michael Thomas, nobody catches more balls than him.
Nobody.
But they don't have a secondary receiver. Guess what? The Vikings have essentially two number one receivers in Diggs and Thielen.
Mm.
They're healthy. The key, however, under center for one squad is Drew Brees. For the other squad, it's Kirk Cousins. And I see that stat. He's 0-7 versus really good football teams.
0-7 is not good.
So if I'm a betting man, and I walked to the window. I got to pick the Saints to get it done. However, don't sleep on my Vikings and don't be surprised if they pull off the upset.
We can see. I'm interested in this one. I can see this one going in a lot of different directions. But with Thielen and Diggs back, they have a chance. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles somehow, some way are hosting a playoff game. 9-7 hosting a playoff game. However, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are coming to town. Those same Seahawks, they were just a delayed game call away from not having to play this weekend. Jalen, Russell Wilson does things with the football. It just escapability. Look at this escapability from Russell Wilson.
That's a great term.
I think that the Eagles have no chance in this one. Do you think they can pull off an upset?
Too many injuries on both sides.
Yeah.
Man. Like, the running back position for the Seahawks had them bring Marshawn Lynch out of retirement.
Marshawn Lynch got a little belly. He got a bigger belly than me.
Right?
You see him sitting on the bench? I was looking at his stomach. I was like, is that? They wearing pads?
And the Eagles won't have DeSean Jackson, and they've dealt with so many injuries. So that means I'm basically picking the defenses, which Seattle has Clowney. They have Bobby Wagner, too. He a beast. People never talk
Bobby
much
Wagner's
about him.
Best.
I'm going Seattle.
I think so, too. I just think there's, I'd say of all the games, I would say this will be the most lopsided.
But I want you and all the J&J fans to watch something really intimate this weekend.
Intimate?
There's a number
you want me to watch something intimate?
Yes, there's a number 55 that plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. My little brother, Brandon Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be surprised when he gets Detroit. Don't be surprised when he gets a sack. He going to Icewood. He going to boss up. Because that's what we do.
Sometimes you get real Detroit and I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what bossing up or Icewood or any of that. I'm not even going to try to do the dance. You could be getting
try,
every single
try.
Day.
You, go, you see me? Yeah! Yes! Yes! Yes!
We're going to keep it in Michigan because we have a big basketball game this weekend. Michigan takes on Michigan State. That's on Sunday. Juwan and the Wolverines going into state.
You know what I'm enthusiastic about on this game?
What's that?
First off, I love Tom Izzo. And shout to him. I was at the game with Imani Bates, and I didn't realize he was sitting at the scorer's table. I would have went and hugged him. My bad, coach. I love you. Juwan going against one of Michigan's rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these teams have one distinct thing in common I want you guys to pay attention
to. What's that?
Senior point guard.
Yeah.
So, getting into your offense, keeping the turnovers down, getting the ball to the hot hand is going to be the key to who gets this dub.
I want to thank Joseph Sikora for coming through. What a great guy.
You going to take me to lunch?
What a great. I'll take you to lunch.
Yes.
I'll take you to lunch. Thank you so much for tuning in to
Jaylen
and
Jacoby. I need a clip
of
you.
Jacoby. We always say we give the people what they want. So we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV.
Today is extra special.
What's that, Jaylen?
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Joseph Sikora is in our studio. And if anybody with a pulse has seen the television show Power, he's a superstar character named Tommy Egan.
That's why I come here.
Welcome back to the program, family.
Good to be back.
Appreciate you taking the time and energy to join us. Who shot Ghost?
Who shot Ghost? It could have been a lot of people. Ghost had a lot of people gunning for him. He did that.
Let me say the name. Let me write these people down. So it's Tasha.
And I should circle one?
Tommy. Councilman Tate.
Mm-hmm. Link twice.
Dre. Tariq.
Sax.
Sax. That's a lot of people gunning for
That's
you.
A lot of people. Paz.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Here's my theory. Because I know you're a professional and you don't want to give anything away. I know who it wasn't. It wasn't you.
Okay.
Because if it was Tommy, he would have came with some artillery, is what I believe. Like he did with Proctor at the apartment. Your thoughts on that?
Or maybe Tommy's at his wit's end and he's ready to get caught and go down, and maybe Tommy and Ghost can't exist without each other.
That's not Tommy. Tommy's not ever ready to go down. That's not Tommy. That's not the Tommy I know.
Jacoby knows the character pretty well.
Yeah.
What about the announcement of Mary J. Blige?
I think that's huge news, man. That's a big win for Courtney Kemp, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, mm-hmm. and the Stars Network in total. I think that Mary J. is a gifted performer, and I can't wait to see what she does with her evolution transition into acting.
Yeah.
What do you think when, because I've said this a lot of times, and being a part of a show that's a cultural phenomenon, to me, of The Wire and Power move axes on the globe as far as I'm concerned in the community. Trust me. And your character is a huge part of that. How does that make you feel when people not only embrace your character, but embrace realizing that you have a hit show? Like, Joseph, you won a championship.
Yeah, it's basically
this,
a championship.
This is the ring.
You got a banner in the rafters.
Yeah, you won 73 games. You won a championship.
Number four, Tommy Egan. it's a real honor. It really, really is an honor. And The Wire was definitely one of my favorite shows of all time. Absolutely, hands down. Unbelievable performances. And we were lucky enough that we had Dominic Lombardozzi from both series.
Correct.
Who played Benny, who was amazing. But unlike The Wire, that took a little bit of time after the show was
over. That's what I was going
to
say.
The Power got to be kind of this cultural phenomenon as it was going. And I think that that's lucky for us, and it's just nice to be able to be celebrated and celebrate at the same time. The Wire, though, man, I just revisited the series, and it is aging really well.
Yeah.
And unfortunately poignant,
mm-hmm.
to how little has changed since the time it was made.
So we know you a little bit, and like Jaylen and I know you're hardworking, and you're competitive, and you're serious about your craft, and you're always thinking about the next thing and getting better and getting better. But is there ever a part of you, whatever time of day it is, where you sit down and you just kind of reflect and you're like, man, like, we got a hit. Like, right now, are you ever happy, satisfied? Do you ever just like look back and just be like, man, like, this is a hit show that's gonna forever, ever, forever be remembered?
You know, and I'm being very honest here. Today, right now, with you guys who I've known for quite a while now, and like, we've kind of celebrated the show together from the time we did the commercial together, yep. seasons mm-hmm. back, and just being on the show and stuff, like, really today is one of the first times talking about it that I felt like proud and taking a second to receive an accolade and be very grateful for it. So to answer that question, no, I never thought about it. Never really. But I'm thinking about it right now, and thanks, guys.
There's so many people that want to get into the field of sports and entertainment, into acting, And we were just talking off wax about the hard work it takes and the discipline that certain actors do to get in and out of character. Can you just give us a snapshot of, okay, you get the phone call. Do you want to be a part of a project? Then you get the script to the project. Can you talk us through the process of once you get the script to when the show or the movie is actually shot, how your life is becomes that character, so to speak?
Yeah, and I can do it pretty quickly, I think. So I am not at that place yet, but hopefully I will be where I get offered a role and then it comes in that section. So how it happens for me is I'll receive sometimes only the sides, and I will receive the script later, but what often happens is I'll get the sides for the character, the script, and I'll read for that, I'll audition, and then I'll have to go back and audition, and if it's a movie, maybe even another time, and if it's a television show, it'll be another two times to go back and then do a network test. So once I get the role, and they're like, we want you for the role, and everything's good, and lawyers and everybody signed off on everything, that's when I have a lot of fun. I get out my computer, I watch the different movies, I'm sitting in Central Park, I'm on the A train, and I'm watching people, and I'm like, oh, that's like this, and trying to move your body in different ways and coming up with the different character or however that, where that character talks or however that person is, and then I bring that to the table when I'm there. Case in point, when I had a small role on Ozark that'll be coming up throughout the whole season, but I came in with all of these ideas for this character, and the director, who was also one of the executive producers, basically told me, no, that's not the character. And so what do you do in that situation? You can do a lot of things. As an actor, you can be like, no, I'm doing this, and you can throw that. But if I'm not that guy, I'm just like, here's a guy who made a hit show, and I have the ability to change on a dime if I need to. So I come totally prepared, but also totally available to change on the spot. So that's what I did for that one.
That's really well put. Now, you are not Tommy. You know what I mean? Hanging out with you a little bit. Like, yeah. You are definitely not Tommy. So when you got the role of Tommy and before you shot it, like, how did you prepare for that? What influenced you? Like, how did that process work when you were preparing to be Tommy Eaton?
That's a great question. Tommy is based on a lot of guys that I grew up with in Chicago. Not necessarily grew up that were friends of mine. Some of them were, but it was definitely a lot of the people who I was scared of growing up.
Mm.
So I took a lot of the fear. Like I've always said that I've been in therapy I started going to anger management therapy, and then it turned into more of a regular gestalt therapy that a lot of us know and are more familiar with. But I needed to know where my anger came from, and once I did more, it was able to kind of, because Tommy is such an angry guy, but yeah. Unlike my anger, which was reactionary anger, I was tired of getting beat up, I was tired of, you know, this and that, or where I can go, or this. Tommy's is just rage, and just like pure, will melt the world with this kind of rage. And so it's an ownership of where that came from. So there was that. And then some of the classics, man. I based some of Tommy on Dutch Schultz, the beer baron of the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the reasons is Dutch Schultz was notoriously emotional. He cried in front of Lucky Luciano when he was being disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so like somebody who, that's Tommy. What are you doing this to me? You know what I mean? Or whatever, like, you know, like, or like hilarious and laughing and up. So I think that this emotional juxtaposition added a real humanity to Tommy. Now, he's a heightened person, but I think that's why a lot of people, that's why I always say Tommy's the people's champ. I think that people can relate to Tommy because he's a heightened state of a lot of things that are very relatable to us. So I did that, I've lived in New York for 20 years, so if I can't do a New York accent, shame on me. But I also grew up heavily influenced by New York. So a lot of New York hip hop, New York, the documentary Style Wars was on constant play from the time I was maybe 12 years old for the next 7 years. So some of Tommy, there's even parts where there's the graffiti writer scene. Has one line. He goes, well, it wasn't really, never really. And like, that's a super Tommy-ish
the
type thing.
Thing to say.
Bitch,
yeah.
Bitch, you know, little doodads here and there. And it's like, Tommy's like, yo, but you know, Tommy's a little bit more, product of the black community, definitely. But there's characters there that I have sound bites in my head from that film, from that documentary that when they fit, when they are applicable, they're in the show, that's for sure.
And this may sound corny, but being a Detroit native and understanding the birthplace of hip-hop, New York City, sometimes I can't front. Riding past Bronx River,
I just almost get chills.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was heavily influenced. I watched Crush Groove over and over, Beach Street over and over, time and time again. That's why now I just try to buy all of the things that I couldn't afford then and wear them now. That's why you see me with Gazelles and Pumas, because I always wanted to have a backspin like Lee with thick shoestrings in them. I always wanted that. But here's something people don't know about you that I want to put out there. And you might get some work for this.
You're about to say what I'm about to ask about too, I can tell.
You can draw.
Yeah,
I can draw.
And you can do graffiti.
It's a slept on element of hip hop.
It's a slept on element of hip hop. We talk about rap, we talk about dance, we talk about dress, but we forget about the graffiti.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, it's funny, I talk with, I know you guys know DJ K-Slay here, mm-hmm. who also,
Drama King!
Drama King.
My guy!
He's the man, you know, and he wrote Dez, and I actually just ran into Henry Chalfant, who, was the, director and made, Style Wars, and was in, Henry Chalfant did more for that element of hip hop, graffiti writing, in terms of documenting it, than anybody in the history of graffiti, because he did it at a time that was these essential years of bombing that went through. That's actually a quote from Style Wars Revolt says that. But he did so much for hip hop in general, from an element that I think that people sleep on now, because it got commercialized before it had it's kind of like our New York, we have two seasons now, it's summer and winter most mm-hmm. of the time. And it's like hip hop kind of went from kind of this underground thing to commercialized without kind of, at least the graffiti part of it, without kind of base things. So there's a lot of interesting stuff. Like, I have to remind myself how dope street art is.
Correct.
Because I often get a kind of like, that's not bombing.
Of course.
Like, that's not, but it is, you know, and it's kind of that middle kind of ground that, you know, there was these two books that a guy named Upski wrote called Bomb the City and Bomb the Suburbs. And there are two, they're really great books if anybody's looking for more of a history of hip hop. But I was, you know, writing when those books came out. And, guys from Chicago that I gotta give a lot of credit to, Lone and Antic and Agent and, a lot of these guys, and Upski and guys that I met throughout the way. And God, the Agent used to bring guys from RIS crew in, or blah, blah, blah. Fred One from the South Bronx. I mean, the elements of hip hop that are graffiti to me used to be this truly underground, incredibly chivalrous subculture in America that has never, it's interesting. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not really bombing it anymore.
When's the last time you got up?
I'll leave that out. I mean, it's a hard habit to break, and like every now and again, there's a couple of drinks and I'm like, tag here, look, make me good.
So one of my favorite things about B Street is it hit all of the elements of hip hop. And as somebody that can't draw, my uncle was a really great artist, rest in peace, Paramore Hicks. So I was always fascinated by people that could draw. I was always fascinated by people that could do tags. And Ramo in Beach Street
mm-hmm.
would do these amazing tags, but then Spit would come and put his name over the tag.
Well, Spit was obviously Cap. And Cap was an actual graffiti writer from the Bronx, from Morris Park in the Bronx. He was kind of in the video, in the documentary, Style Wars. So many people are going to be watching Style Wars, and I'm excited for that.
I am too.
One of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my life, regardless of the content. It was just put together so well, and the storytelling is amazing. But that was a good example of art imitating life. The Spit character was based mm-hmm. on Cap, and they had, it's kind of like this villain character, but Cap was true. Cap's got a quote, and he says, it's not about the biggest or the most beautifulest, it's about more. And like that idea to me, that's a Tommy Egan mm-hmm. element right there. I don't care if like, it doesn't have to, it's, I can be like the 84 White Sox, man. I'm winning ugly. Like I'm winning. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's gotta go, you know? He's got a great one too. He's like, I don't even care if you was shooting a movie. It just would have been boom, boom, boom. And that's how it would have went.
Joseph, you know, we got to let you go, but I got to ask you, who shot Ghost, man?
Yo.
Who shot Ghost? Just tell us.
It would ruin it for you.
Just blink twice if Tommy shot Ghost.
I think.
Yo, for real, I mean it. You got to come back anytime you want. Come on through the studio. You're always welcome here.
We appreciate the support. congratulations.
Yeah.
Like I told you, championship.
Take some time and reflect, man. You won. You won a chip.
You know what? We all should have a drink at my bar.
Yes.
Mama Tried at 27th and 3rd Ave in Sunset Park in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Done.
Come through.
Done.
Let's do it.
Done.
Let's do it. All right. Can I have more than one?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening to Jalen Jacoby. Joseph Sikora, star of Power, comes back this weekend. Maybe we'll find out who shall go.
We're not done. We're not done.